Now, Judith, here's a question we got sent in that's quite literally out of this world.
Hello, people at Naked Scientists. I'm Omka from India. I'm a biochemist, but I'm also interested in space exploration and space biology. My question is, if aliens are watching us from millions of light years away with their advanced telescope or any other devices, won't they be looking at Earth in its early form, filled with prehistoric livings like dinosaurs?
What do you think, Judith?
Well, the answer to that is yes. So the questioner is right. If we think about aliens that were, say, living in the Andromeda galaxy, so the Andromeda galaxy is our nearest galaxy, and it is a few million light years away. And so what that means is that any signal that those aliens could measure, it would have to travel at the speed of light to get there. And so it would have taken some number of millions of years to get there. So what they would be seeing would be prehistoric creatures wandering around on the Earth.
Doesn't that presuppose that the light hasn't spread out so far that they wouldn't be able to see a dinosaur?
There were a couple of problems with that. One of them is that obviously the sorts of telescopes we have are nothing like good enough to be able to see prehistoric creatures on planets in the Andromeda galaxy. So that's one problem. And so when we think about trying to hunt for aliens, we try to think about the sorts of radio signals we think about technological societies. So the Earth has only had been sending out signals that are likely to be detectable for sort of 100 years. But there's so that's one thing. And that's if we think about aliens in a different galaxy. But I think what perhaps the questioner has missed, or at least isn't in the question, is whether the aliens would have to be millions of light years away. Because in fact, we know of plenty of planets that are a lot closer than that. So there are actually, I think, about 75 known planets within 50 light years. So if there were aliens on one of those planets, then maybe they would be listening in to signals we were sending out 50 light years away. They might be listening to the Beatles on the BBC or something. But yeah, so we don't...
Well, they've got reasonable taste then.
We don't really know. Yeah, this light travel time thing is a really important thing to take into account if you're trying to figure out what we can see from alien civilizations and what they might be watching from
So in
us.
Summary, the light is spreading out. It's spreading out at the speed of light. And in theory, they could pick up that light. They could interpret what that light came from. And they would effectively be seeing prehistoric Earth if they were
absolutely
that far away. But they may be much closer and they may even be watching neighbours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Judith, thank you very much. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith. And this week, we're answering your science questions. So if you'd like to pose one for the next Q&A, do send them in now. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com.